midst of us, if not all of us, enjoyed our celebration of the birth of the God-man, Jesus Christ. On Epiphany, we rejoice that the incarnate Son of God was revealed as the Savior and Redeemer of the Gentiles as well as of the Jews. Many of us, however, have already noticed a diminishing of the joy that we experience at Christmas and Epiphany. While we may have hoped that things would be different this year, we continue to face the same temptations of Satan, the awareness of our limitations physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We note our lack of control over our own physical death, as well as the hour of the physical death of those who are near and dear to us. 13 days into the new calendar year, we have already begun to feel tired and weary physically, emotionally, and maybe even spiritually. God reminds us again today that He provides strength and power to His tired and weary people. Emotional and physical weariness and sluggishness are connected, at least partially, to spiritual sluggishness and weariness. In the Old Testament lesson for the day, Isaiah addressed a similar problem faced by the people of Israel. Isaiah pointed the people to the Lord and said, "He gives strength to the weary, and to whom he lacks might he increases power." Isaiah referred to the Lord as the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who will not grow tired or weary. He knows the numbers of stars and planets in the sky. Isaiah pointed to the creative and sustaining power of God as the source of strength and vigor to those who recognize themselves as powerless and exhausted. The New Testament lesson for today contains the Apostle Paul's prayer in which he prayed that God would grant his readers enlightenment, that they might know that is my personal experience the surpassing greatness of God's power for those who believe. Our further states that the power available to the believers is the same mighty power that God used in raising Jesus Christ from the dead and enthroning him in the heavenly realm. God makes his incomparably great power available to us also today. God continues to work effectively and effectually through his word, as St. Paul wrote to the Christians at Thessalonica. We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. I also pointed to the gospel as the power of God to salvation. As Luther did, so we need to remind ourselves daily that in holy baptism we were baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. We have experienced God's power in bringing us to faith and sustaining us in this faith. St. Paul stated implications for us in these words. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. The bodily resurrection and bodily ascension of our Lord provide tremendous practical implications for us. Our Lord can be with us as he comes. And he promised his disciples before his ascension, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Also, through his real presence in his holy supper, he nourishes us with his very body and blood. He sustains us through the forgiveness of sins. He empowers us for the daily battle against sin, Satan, and death. May the Holy Spirit enable us to cling to the Lord's strength, that he gives strength to the weary and power to the powerless. May the Holy Spirit enlighten us, that we too may daily experience God's great power for us to believe, as we use his resources of word and sacrament, through Christ our risen and ascended Lord. In his name, amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul's letter to Ephesians, chapter 2. "As for you, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you used to live, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages we might serve and temper the riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Change the text.